Welcome to the Messy Mind Podcast, a show to support you in seeing that messiness can lead to your light bulb moments. I'm your host, Tammy L. Davis. Welcome back to the podcast series. I know you might be looking at the dates and you may have noticed that there was a little break in between the episodes, and that's okay. Life happens. I was out of town. We were at my daughter's athletic conference, and you know, things happen. But I'm back. And the next mistake in the podcast series, Break Bad Habits, How to Overcome the Top Communication Mistakes. And mistake number three, and it's aligned with mistake number two. Really, it's aligned with all the mistakes. But mistake number three is assuming others have the same level of knowledge. I know that I am guilty of this. I was just speaking with someone the other day, and I had used an acronym because we were just in conversation, we were flowing, and I used not only one acronym, but multiple acronyms where I really was assuming that the person would know. And a part of me was in the flow of the conversation, but I am guilty of this all the time. And I really have to be mindful that there are different levels of knowledge, and I cannot make the assumption that everyone has the same level of knowledge that I do. If you remember from mistake number two, where I had shared about the story, and just to give you a recap, mistake number two was inadequate clarity and explanations. I had shared the story of my husband, who has a strong construction, very mechanically inclined type of dude, and he'll have me go off and do something. And I'm like, what did you need me to do? What did you just ask me for? What tool do you need? Now, listen, over time, I have gotten better. But for the most part, no, he sends me off and he assumes that I have that level of knowledge, maybe through osmosis, because we've been together for so long. But at the same time, there's key reasons why people fall into the trap. There's key reasons why I even fall into the trap of assuming that others have the same knowledge. And again, that is a big mistake. And some of the reasons why we tend to fall in the trap is that individuals often view the world from their own perspective. So another word to describe that is egocentric bias. When we view the world from our own perspective in our own little bubble, we assume that others, again, possess similar knowledge and experiences. And this bias can lead us to overestimate the knowledge among people, meaning that if you are adjacent to me, then I am going to make the assumption that you understand what I'm saying because I'm looking at you and I'm interacting with you through the lens of my own knowledge and experience, meaning that if you're adjacent to me and I have this knowledge and experience, I'm automatically going to assume you do too. Mistake number three. Another reason why is projection bias. So that basically means people tend to assume that others think and know what they do. This bias can result in assuming that others have the same level of knowledge and understanding as themselves. I would also say and include on this is a lack of information. In some cases, we might lack information or insights about the knowledge or experience of others. We may not be aware of the diversity of the backgrounds, expertise, again, leading to assumptions that everyone possesses the same base level of knowledge. And I know that what I had said beginning, I don't want to get into solutions right now, but earlier on when I had said that I was in my training session, one of the things that I've done to combat that, because it is a lack of information, I really want to be aware of everyone's diverse background and their level of expertise. So one of the things that I try my very best to do is an assessment. Where are you with this information that I'm sharing? How much have you interacted with it? Have you heard of it before? Have you utilized the system? What aspects of the system or the software have you used? So again, just trying to get ahead of the lack of information and understand the level of diversity and experience or expertise in that room. But that's a solution. I'm still on the mistakes, and I'm going to get to the solution in a minute. Another reason why we might be swimming in mistake number three, meaning assuming others have the same level of knowledge, is in-group bias. You know what I'm about to say. You know that you may have gone into a setting with a particular group and they all share similar knowledges and experiences, and that group starts to develop a bias. And it starts to assume that everyone else in that group has the same level of understanding. And that, of course, can lead to assuming that there's a level set, there's a baseline of knowledge among all the individuals. And when I was about to, you know, offer an example and said, you know what I mean, I know that I have gone to networking events in the past, and these are very specific networking events, whether it be for women entrepreneurs or minority entrepreneurs. And this might be the first time that I've gone to this event because it's not within my region. I'm not within that area. And everyone assumes that I know who's who because I'm in that group, because I've attended this event. And when I let people know that I have no idea who you're talking about, there's almost a bit of a, well, who are you in the sense? But again, those who are questioning why I may not know someone, they have already formed, they're already operating in that in-group bias, meaning that, well, she's here, she must have attended previous meetings, she understands our region, our network, and how could she not know who we're talking about? Again, leading with in-group bias, assuming others have the same level of knowledge. And I would say the last is overestimation of communication effectiveness. Sometimes we tend to overestimate our own communication skills, and we assume that our message is being understood and received accurately by others. This, of course, can result in the assumptions of shared knowledge without even considering, without even thinking that there is a possibility of miscommunication or differing levels of understanding going on. Now that we have tackled mistake number three, assuming individuals have the same level of knowledge, it's solution time. I want to offer you just a few solutions to combat you swimming in mistake number three. And the top solution for that is making sure that you check for understanding. And there's a way that you can go about doing that. And I like to share the words ask, encourage, adapt, provide, confirm, and be open. In other words, when you check for understanding, you really get to ask for feedback and tailor expectations to meet others' needs. So number one, you want to ask the audience if they understand the information. Even if it's as simple as just pausing and saying, I just want to make sure that we're on the same page. I just want to make sure that everyone is following me. Whatever the case may be, in your own words, make sure that you ask the audience. The second part of that solution, again, check for understanding, is encourage feedback and questions. There's a lot of times, I know for me, I'll get caught up in what I'm saying and what I'm communicating. I typically tend to focus on reading nonverbal language or body language to gauge whether or not I need to pause. But sometimes I'm talking to people who are geeking out just as much as I am. So I don't always encourage feedback or ask questions at the time in which I should. Overall, I do, but I know that I get to do better with that. Just encourage feedback and ask questions to make sure that they are there with you and they're connecting or even comprehending what you are saying. The third part of this solution check for understanding, is adapting your language and approach to your audience level of knowledge and experience. Like I said, anytime that I need to speak in front of someone, anytime I need to serve as a presenter, or if I'm on a panel, I definitely would like and do get the background of the audience who I'm speaking to, so I can make sure that I'm adapting to, again, meet their needs, because it's all about making sure that who I'm communicating with, I align with them to make sure that they are receiving and understanding, again, check for understanding what I'm saying. Also, provide additional resources and materials. If it's a situation where, again, you're being a speaker somewhere, is there any sort of, whether virtual, in person, at a meeting, is there some sort of handout that you can provide? Is there a workbook? Is there some sort of follow-up information that you can provide in order to solidify the information or to give them a different view of the information that you were providing that also supports with them gaining understanding on what you were saying? And then I would also say the fifth is confirm that your message was received and understood. That falls in line with encouraging feedback and questions. And again, being able to pause, being able to gauge, asking those critical questions. Are you following me? Does anyone have any questions? Is there anything that you would like me to expand on? I also even say, what questions do you have for me? Because a lot of times when people receive information, I find, even for myself, I don't know what questions to ask in that very moment. But even if I say something as, what questions do you have for me? One or two people will ask the questions, and then it'll just be a tsunami of questions moving forward. And be open to adjusting your approach as needed. We all get to pivot. When we find when something isn't working, when we're standing in front of someone and they're not comprehending what we are saying, do you have the ability to pivot? Do you have the ability to adjust your approach? You are meeting the need of others to make sure they understand the knowledge that you are saying. One of the things that I love to do is to repeat in my own words what I think I heard the person say. So in other words, I'll say, what I think I hear you saying is, that helps me not only being open to adjusting my approach, but it lets them know that I am there for them. I am sharing for them. I am here to serve them. So just by asking again, what I think I hear you saying is, and then I'll go ahead and repeat what I think I heard them say. The joy that you see over individuals' faces, because they're saying to themselves, this person not only wants to make sure that I'm comprehending what they're saying, but they also care about what I have to say and the feedback that I'm giving them as well. That was mistake number 3 in this podcast series, Break Bad Habits. I hope this was of value to you. I'm really enjoying this series. And give me some feedback. Shoot me a question or put in a response on the platform. I think my email is in the show notes. If not, I'll make sure that it is. But let me know how you've handled mistake number 3. How have you handled feedback that you may have gotten because you have assumed others have had the same level of knowledge? Thank you for listening, and I can't wait to share the next mistake. Thank you for joining us this time on the Messy Mind Podcast. Please visit our website at themessymindpod.com. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this episode, we'd appreciate a rating on Apple Podcasts or simply tell a friend about the show. Always remember to embrace the messiness. It can lead to your light bulb moments.